This is Galesburg's Evening News. I'm Terry Cavanaugh. Tonight we're going to talk about the upcoming Choral Dynamics show, Those Were the Days, classic songs from the 60s and 70s. And we're talking with the producers this evening for the show. Jackie Palmer and Jackie Piper and Wes Young are here in the studios with us to tell us more about Those Were the Days and some wonderful psychedelic colors and looks like the 60s. Good evening. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Good evening.
Well, Jackie, I think you're more, you've got a couple of years on the show behind you. Wes, new to producing, right? You're the rookie.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Jackie, I'll let you start. Tell us a little bit about Choral Dynamics and their sole purpose, just in terms of raising funds for not-for-profits.
Well, Choral Dynamics was started back in 1976 with just a handful of people. And from the very beginning, it's been a community chorus. A group of unauditioned singers that welcomes anyone to come and sing. We put on two shows a year, and each show benefits a charitable organization in the community. So we're people that get to do two things we're passionate about, mm-hmm. singing and helping our community.
Yeah, and I have no idea now how much money has been raised over the years for Choral Dynamics. It was a pretty good number the last I checked.
We're up to about... $464,000.
Wasn't it close to almost half a million dollars?
Yes.
Yeah, over the years. And Jackie Palmer, what's been your involvement over the years? How did you become involved with Choral Dynamics?
I love to sing, and some friends of mine invited me to come to a rehearsal, and I was hooked from day one. And it's been a great experience for me. I think I've been in since 1994. Five, I believe, and have only missed one or two shows since then. I met my husband in Choral Dynamics, so that's been kind of a thing that we've been able to mm-hmm. do together. And I'm, like Jackie said, it's just two passions. I love to sing, and I love to give and help other people. So.
And Jackie, how long? I know you've done a few shows with Choral Dynamics,
I've been in since 1993.
Okay.
And missed one show for the birth of a grandchild, mm-hmm. which was a good reason.
Yes. Well, they make quite a commitment, and I know, Wes, while you're a producer for this show, you lived in the Galesburg area a while back and were with Choral Dynamics early on, right?
Yep, started in 2000 with Choral Dynamics. Was my first show,
mm-hmm.
and was with them for up until 2004, where my wife and I went to Texas. We were there for a little over 8 years, came back to Galesburg, and got right back in with the group mm-hmm. again. So it's been about blast. It's a really fun group of people and a great cause that we do this for.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about what's happening with Those Were the Days. How did you decide as producers to come up with this?
You're all staring at me right now.
No, we all
it
doesn't.
I was going to say, is it what?
It kind of started as my idea with this, and then I obviously, having not produced a show before, I was at least smart enough to reach out to some folks within the group that had produced before show, and trust me, I'm learning a lot about the producing thing. But we started with the idea of the 60s and 70s and kind of a throwback time frame to a very symbolic music time frame, and mm-hmm. reached out to the Jackies and said, hey, you want to do this with me? And they graciously said yes, and I can't thank them enough for that. And it just evolved from there. We get together, we develop the songs, we developed, picked out certain ones for dance numbers, and like I say, we've got everything from the Beatles, the Doobie Brothers, Simon and Garfunkel, all that kind of stuff. We've got a little bit of Eagles, we got the Mamas, the Papas, Three Dogs. I mean, everything you can mm-hmm. think of is thrown in this show. We probably extended the realm of the dance crew and those of us that do choreographing for the dances. We've got lots of song and dance, and just a lot of energy is in this show. So mm-hmm. we're really getting excited to ready for opening night.
Well, I'm sure all the songs will not only be recognizable, but will be some of the hits that people knew then, with some great lyrics.
When we picked music, we tried to do that, pick ones that we knew people would be familiar mm-hmm. with, and not one that you maybe heard once or twice, you know, from the Beatles
necessarily,
but ones that were familiar, would be familiar to people.
Yeah. So how did you decide which ones to dance to, Jackie?
You know, I think some songs just really lend themselves dancing, that are really upbeat. And so I think that probably really helped. Songs that we knew, how can you not dance to Dancing Queen?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just songs that we knew we'd have a lot of fun with.
Sure.
Getting people out on the stage dancing.
And did you say, Wes, you were doing some of the choreographer?
Yeah, we have a choreographer within the group, and then we have some of us that take on some of the dance and do it ourselves, and we expand everybody's talents. So we push some of them to the limits in that regards, and we put some people on stage that they didn't know they could dance, and then after we go through, was it 12 weeks, 14 weeks? I lose track. They decide that, hey, yeah, they can dance. Yeah. And so it's a really good involvement of folks.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you to step back again. We talked about raising money for the community. Who is the sponsor and beneficiary for this show?
It's Blessings in a Backpack.
Oh, wonderful. Through Knox College?
Mm-hmm. And, yes.
Yeah. And if you're unfamiliar with Blessings in a Backpack, students from Knox College and other volunteers, I think every week through the school year, pack backpacks for students who might not be having a meal at home over the weekend, and it's been going on for a couple of years. Great. It's a nationwide program.
Yes, it is a nationwide mm-hmm. program, and we were so impressed. We had a young Knox student that came and spoke to the group and described the program, and just so impressive, just really, really articulate, and they were enthusiastic, went out in the community mm-hmm. That they aren't from, and solicited advertising for the program book, and so we're really, really excited to put a good show on and make some money for them.
Yeah. Jackie, tell us a little bit about the commitment of the volunteers for Choral Dynamics and who the director of this show is, because I don't know that people realize the 12 weeks, I think, was just mentioned uh-huh. about the time commitment for each show.
Our director is Elisa Raymer. She's awesome. She produces a lot out of us that sometimes I think we think was not possible. She just has a great knack for doing that. We, like you said, we do meet on Sunday evenings for 12, 14 weeks, whatever yeah. it is. And it's just people that love to come and sing and do good things for our community. The only really requirement we have, we are not auditioned. So anybody that thinks they can sing is sure welcome to join us. And we only have one real restriction, and that is an attendance yeah. policy, which is pretty generous as mm-hmm. well. But we just love to get together and know that we're doing something good.
Yeah. Wes, I understand you have some soloists in this show. One
yes.
is on our staff, I
yes.
think.
yes.
What can you tell us about some of the selections?
Well, Michelle Bazzari, she's one of the soloists. We've also got some another group of gentlemen that have been doing some songs. We have a little throwback to some Statler Brothers, and we have some Carole King and a few other things, not to give all the mm-hmm. show songs away.
Sure.
But we do have a good mixture of soloists. You might see the Supremes might make an appearance while
really?
We're in the show. So just any songs you can think of
yeah.
From that time frame that were kind of iconic is the ones we've really tried to tailor this show to really get people moving, toe-tapping, mm-hmm. and just kick back and have a good time.
Yeah. Those were the days, classics from the 60s and 70s, and it's Friday and Saturday night at 7:30, correct? Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Can people get tickets at the Orpheum box office?
Yes, they can. They can call the Orpheum. They can go to the box office at the Orpheum Theater mm-hmm. and buy tickets. They are also available the days of the shows. The box office opens an hour before. And, you know, we've really tried to keep our ticket prices reasonable.
I saw that, yeah.
They're
what 15, is it like?
It's $15 for adults, $7.50 for mm-hmm. students, and then children under 12 accompanied by an adult are free.
Yeah.
So, great deal.
Yeah, it is. Is that a song list in front of you?
It is.
Okay, go ahead. Share a little bit of it.
Well, you know we got some Beatles.
Yeah.
And we mixed up some great Beatles songs in a medley, which is great. We've got Simon and Garfunkel, and, of course, the Mamas and the Papas, and a little Three Dog Night, Black Water, it's a great dance number, and I mentioned Dancing Queen by mm-hmm. ABBA. So that's just a teaser.
All right, that's fine. If you know your 60s and 70s, you'll love it. If you don't know your 60s and 70s, you'll find out what the popular songs were playing in those two decades. Those were the days, a performance by Choral Dynamics this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Orpheum Theater to benefit Blessings in a Backpack. Our thanks to Jackie Palmer, Jackie Piper, and Wes Young, the producers, for this particular show. Thanks for being with us
Thank
here
you.
Thank
tonight.
You, Terry.
I'm Terry Cavanaugh for Galesburg's Evening News.